The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Gardaí are suffering at the hands of online doxing. It's become increasingly common. There's at least 10 members of the force reporting that they've been targeted in recent months. And doxing is when personal, revealing, identifying information is published online by someone in a malicious way and without consent. For example, it could be a real name, a photo, a home address or a phone number. And the issue has been raised at the AGSI conference in Mayo. Kevin Bulger is Deputy General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, and he joins me now to tell me about it. Kevin, thanks for being with us this morning, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
So this isn't a new issue for members, but I take it it's becoming increasingly common, is it?
It is. As we've mentioned over previous years, and even so much as last year, we addressed this at our conference in Killarney. But it just seems it's taken a different approach and manner in which things are being levied against members of our association and also the members that they supervise, which is primarily situations where there's an image of the member in a uniform, which is clearly indicating that it's something to do with their workplace. And there might be a bit of rhetoric about some investigation that they had conducted, and that some party is not happy with how things went out. And we find then that the contributors underneath may further seek about family details, addresses, further identity, where they're working, different things. And we've a lot of members contacting us of recent time looking for what they do. And I suppose our ask in that, and we have thought of the Minister and Commissioner for the last number of months, is a policy document where the protectors of the people can be protected also in their workplace, mm-hmm. because so there isn't anything.
What answers are you getting back? Like, what can be done about this? Because I imagine it affects how you do your job if you think that you're going to get a camera shoved in your face or a picture of you, a professional picture used online, and your personal details and that of your family published. That's going to impact how you do your job.
Well, it does. But even more so, what we're finding with this is historical things, that investigations that these members concluded through the organisation of An Garda Síochána, and there's things being dragged up historically now. Whatever going forward, you might be able to anticipate someone in your actions, someone putting a phone in your face, and you can deal with that. Not that it should happen, but you can certainly put in some mannerisms and the job can make some protections for it. But when you have situations where people are coming out of the woodwork and saying that member investigated such a crime and is castigating, there's slanderous words being used and hurtful words. And you have to remember in small towns around the country, Gardaí are very identifiable. Mm-hmm. And so are their children and their partners and their extended family. And it's just something that is affecting the welfare of the members. And if you look to your own career, you have a forum whereby journalists can report this. There's a contact within An Garda Síochána. Noreen O'Sullivan conducted a review for the political side of the house, and they have got a protocol for how they can report online abuse. But the commissioner hasn't seen fit to do something similar for the members of his own force, so that they can feel protected with a direct contact and a direct protocol of how these are going to be dealt with.
Okay, so you've had no answer on this. So when your members and when, you know, rank and file go looking for advice on this, there is nothing really you can tell them other than to report it to a social media company. Is that where you would go with this?
That's basically what is wholly unsatisfactory. The way we're looking at this, Claire, is this is a welfare at work scenario, because it is identifiable as a workplace and an extension of the workplace because it's quoting on work that they did. So ideally, all we can do at the moment is provide them, whether there's a civil avenue that they may pursue and take civil orders, which some members have had to do to their own expense. But you've also got situations where they haven't approached the social media companies themselves to see if they can get a takedown order. Not successful. They do go to Garda management. And the advice we've been given from time to time is if it meets the threshold of an harassment case, report it as a crime. Mm-hmm. But the welfare at work scenario is being totally missed by everyone in this.
Okay, Kevin, I wanted to ask you about this other story, which is on the front of the Irish Independent, about the Garda who was given a 2-year road ban. A judge ruled his attempts to chase two scrambler bikes constituted dangerous driving. Now, we know that scramblers are in the news today for another reason, because Grace's Law comes into effect today, which will ban them. Do you think, though, that Gardaí have the the powers necessary to seize illegal scramblers?
The legislation is there, and in recent years there has been legislation provided which will allow Gardaí to enter the curtilage of premises where they know there is a scrambler or a scooter or some vehicle that may be used in this kind of behaviour or has been used in this kind of behaviour. But the key part that's missing that is you oftentimes don't know where that is. That will rely on a lot of local community intelligence and different things which might be able to identify. But if you don't have that, you don't have an idea where to go and seize this vehicle. The laws are very good, but the problem is, like, they need to be accompanied maybe by drone technology or some other technologies whereby we can follow these vehicles to wherever they go and then go and safely take it. But the bigger issue around this, and we don't talk specifically on any court cases, Claire, but what I would specifically
let's take it in general terms. Like, the law is there for Gardaí to seize them. But if there's a fear around being convicted for dangerous driving while you're pursuing somebody on a scrambler, you're probably not going to do it.
Well, I'll take it one further, Claire, is that members have to be considerate of this entire fact. There is no pursuit training currently in an Garda Síochána. There is a spontaneous pursuit policy which has actually been called up for review very recently. I don't know if the timing of that means anything, but the problem is there is no specific pursuit training. So we would have to ask and have conversations among our members and the people that we supervise. Is this something that you want to do if the organisation hasn't given you the tools, the equipment, the education and the support in legislation to allow you to do it?
So there's no training given in relation to pursuits. So you have to make a choice. Am I going to do this and I could be vulnerable at the end of it to a charge and a conviction? Or do I engage in the training? And will that training be offered, Kevin? Are you aware?
Well, the hope is that, and we have soundings that there are moves afoot to obtain pursuit training and start introducing it in. Now, look, there are still things that members can do, but it comes down to your risk assessment yourself. And this is what it comes down to, the member going, exactly that. Am I trained? Am I acting within the bounds of the law? Is there something here that can affect me and my private driving licence? And on some occasions, my conviction status, which is... It's serious considerations that will warrant a lot more conversations, I would imagine, now over the next coming weeks.
A listener says the media should be pixelating Gardaí's faces on the news and in newspapers, etc., where they're acting for the state and not in a personal capacity. There's no need to show their faces. And it's obvious that they will be targeted by certain people in society. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's about context, I suppose, Claire, because in reality, we are a community-based organisation and we are known and we don't shy away from that. We don't have an issue being known in our communities and being upfront and involved in some social media campaigns. But it comes down to context. Our images are out there anyway. Like the news or the mainstream media are never going to put up something like that, generally speaking, in the context that the social medias, which are unregulated in a forum that anyone can say anything.
Yeah, so you'd be, even if you were pixelated in the newspaper or on social media coverage or on news TV coverage, that people in the community will still know who you are. So it's not going to solve the problem is what I think you're saying there.
That probably won't solve the problem. Like, we do have people who work in the security and intelligence areas, and absolutely if they're doing anything, like, they would be they wouldn't be identifiable or whatever. But community policemen and women up and down, which I was working in stations, you're involved in community projects, you're photographed with them, and you've no issue in doing that. But it just comes to, where does the line come where it's okay to do this about someone for their work?
Kevin, thank you for joining us on the programme. Kevin Bulger there, Deputy General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Coming up next, how to get the most out of your smart speaker.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.